Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking First Cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round 2 recap for this week's Arnold Palmer Invitational. Joining me to break it all down, I've got him. It's Mark Immelman. Hello.
How's it, Rick? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Are you laughing? Because I've been next to Coach Jonathan Coachman for 2 days. No, good. He's keeping the energy up. The golf is good. Bay Hill, I love this tournament. So it's been good so far, man.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking about. And I have got a leaderboard for you, Mark, because we have a 6-way tie at the top. We will get to that, or at least most of it, but let's try to stay a little bit here in chronological order. Shane Lowry goes from afternoon wave on Thursday to early morning wave on Friday and does what he needs to do to stay on top of the leaderboard by shooting a 1-under-71. It was rather exciting, Mark. 5 birdies, 4 bogeys to go along with 9 pars. But at the end of the day, it's 7-under through 36.
Yeah, and I think almost a win for Shane Lowry because his record has sucked around this place. I mean, prior to this event, he's had 6 attempts and missed 5 cuts. And the one time he did make the cut, he shot 81 Saturday, so he didn't have the best weekend, and finished down the field. And early in the week on our pre-game show, we talked with him, and he was like, I just got to try and figure this place out. He goes, I don't know how to play it, but I'm coming in with good confidence. And obviously the confidence, look, a guy playing well, a PGA Tour player playing well, they'll figure their way around the place. And I thought he just played really nicely. But today, Rick, the golf course, it was firm-ish yesterday. There were some mud balls and stuff in the fairway, but today the greens really began to take on what Arnold Palmer would call championship conditions. And so, you know, it starts to kind of separate the wheat from the chaff a little bit. And so far through 36, Lowry's looking pretty good.
Well, it is interesting because I think we kind of knew, and the scoring early in the day told us that Bay Hill was playing more difficult. So when Justin Thomas posted his 1-under-71, I think he was in 8th, Mark, and I was wondering how much that was going to improve over the course of the afternoon. It didn't. He's currently in a tie for 10th. We've gotten a little bit of a run of guys at the top of the board late on Friday, but it still doesn't take away from how difficult this golf course is played.
Yeah, certainly, and you're seeing this bunched up leaderboard. That stuff typically tends to happen when a golf course is difficult because no one gets on these crazy bananas runs where they sort of go bananas and get well out in front of the field. And par's a good score, and when par's a good score, you're going to see people sort of bunching up. But the way it's shaping up right now, I think anything in the 60s is a good score. What jumped out to me, though, later in the afternoon, because you can almost set your wristwatch on the fact that in the afternoon, the winds will freshen, the place will dry out some, but late in the afternoon, it's like the wind laid down. And that was really, really surprising. Almost as surprising as me being down at the Cognizant Classic last week and having the folks shoot the grass off PGA National, which they normally do, so normally never do. So so it's been kind of strange. But that being said, any round under par is a good day's work, especially as it pertains to JT.
Yeah, you talked about rounds in the 60s. There were
four, Mark, four rounds in the 80s. Colin Morikawa shoots an 80. Tommy Fleetwood cards an 80 with a 10 on number six, went through at least a sleeve of balls into the water there. David Ford at 83, Adam Svensson an 80. What's more surprising, Tommy Fleetwood making a 10 or Colin Morikawa shooting an 80?
I'd say Morikawa shooting an 80. I really do. I mean, look, this is the kind of place where you would think a guy coming in here with some decent form and a ball striker like Colin, he may thrive. But we had him in PGA Tour live coverage today, and it was just downright disastrous. He started off with a snap hook off the first, got lucky it wasn't out of bounds. Double bogey, then he followed that with another double shortly thereafter. And the ball striking was abysmal. I mean, really, it wasn't good at all. He was missing targets short with irons from the fairway. So it was all kind of out of the ordinary. I joked at once.
We might have lost the mark. All right. Well, we will try to reconnect with Mark, but I can take us a little bit farther here. Colin Morikawa lost a stroke and a half in all four major categories. What do I think? Paul says, what do you think Mark's was going to say? I think that he was going to say, someone of the ilk of Colin Morikawa, twice a major champion, would never be able to shoot down Bay Hill. How close was I, Mark?
The word ilk was good. The accent was desperate, Rick. No, it's really the way he struck the ball with the irons, I was shocked. And I think I was joking with the fact that his evil twin showed up and took the clubs for 4.5 hours. So him shooting 80 was kind of out of the ordinary. A 10 on number six. Look, you're going to see numbers over there because you just got to stand on that tee and you tweak one, then you're going to play it from the same place, and then you block another, and then you lay one up in the water. And it happens quickly on six. So Colin Morikawa was shocking.
Yeah, I agree with you. The 10 wasn't so bad. The 80, a lot worse. Okay, we are going to reset here and get back towards the top of the board. Like I said, log jammed up there with five major champions tied for the lead. We are going to address that. We are going to look at the betting board. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt, and I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the super feet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to, and Superfeet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th. It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there, and I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now, here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any US orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Six names at the top, Mark. Five major champions, including two from last year. Last year's players champion, the only one without a major champion, is the one I want to start with. The one that you've probably got the most insight on. That's Russell Henley, 68-69. Yeah. And he is literally surrounded by guys who have won the biggest tournaments in golf. Do you expect any blinking from Russell Henley come this weekend?
No, not in the slightest. This guy's a dog. I mean, we look, he's a bulldog. He's University of Georgia. But he's tough. He's softly spoken, but he's tough. And he's a wonderful iron striker. I know you guys, you strokes game guys, love him. He works really hard in his putting. And this golf course is shaping up where I feel like it's kind of taking away the power advantage in a way, because when the fairways will start drying out and playing fast, they'll play narrower. So you'll see guys kind of gearing down off the tee, the big hitters, and everyone will start playing from sort of the same place. And if it's an iron striking contest, Russell Henley is going to be a part of the argument. So no, I don't see him going away whatsoever.
Seven under is the lead. Russell Henley's there. We talked about Shane Lowry already at the top. Mark, I think Hideki Matsuyama hit not only the best shot of the day, maybe the best shot of the year. It's early in 2024, but one of my favorite shots I've ever seen on number three with both feet in the water, ball waist high. He almost hold it. I don't know how it didn't go in. He hits it to like 8 feet and rolls in the putt for birdie.
You must have missed us on Thursday, because on the 11th hole, Luke List did exactly the same thing. And 11 to me is a tougher target. I saw that. I saw your tweet. Your tweet made me go and look for it. And it was a cool shot. And look, he's playing with a lot of confidence. I will say on our pregame show, I made some bad picks this week, including my one and done, by the way. But in my pregame show, I was like, I'm really digging the look of Ben Ahn playing kind of at home. He lives down the way in Lake Nona. And I went with him as low Asian. And he just, to me, had to put Hideki. Ben's in the mix. Hideki's certainly in the mix. Tom Kim and the rest of them were sort of struggling. So look, Hideki, the way he hits it too, is not going to go away. He really isn't. And I love the fact now with a putter, he's got the toe of the putter more down at address. You know, at one stage, he had that toe way up, almost a la Isao Aoki, another Japanese legend. But with that blade more flat, the putts are starting online a whole lot more. And when he starts making putts, we've seen what he can do in big events.
A pair of 2023 major champions also at seven under. Brian Harman got off to a hot start and shoots a 68. Wyndham Clark finishes in a flurry and shoots a 66. Both of these guys, when they get going, Mark, they've got plenty of firepower. And then when these courses get difficult and they can kind of use some of their skills to separate, it's fun to watch, and they're both in the mix again.
Well, how about Wyndham? I mean, he wins Quail Hollow, the Wells Fargo, then he wins the US Open, then he sort of goes away for a little while and was struggling with his game. Then all of a sudden, comes around at Pebble Beach, has that marvelous 60 there to win. And he's proving that all of the stuff is no fluke. The way he finished today was awesome. So, yeah, both of them are quality. Look, these guys are quality players, all of them. And when you start to get golf courses like this, it'll certainly highlight the guys with the skill and the guys who have the good, the mental acumen and the emotional sort of wherewithal to hang around when things are going rough. And the both of them have shown that they're capable of this. And I'm just keen to see how the weekend pans out with it.
Yeah, Wyndham Clark. Now, there's a long way to go here, but if he were to win this, would have 4 wins in the last 2 years, a major championship, and 3 signature events. That's
Yeah, that's some good money, too, because the win at Pebble Beach was worth a whole bunch, and the purse here is good, and the purse next week is even better. So, yeah, I mean, this guy's cashing checks in the biggest way, and he's just rolling confidence-wise. As is Brian Harman for a little bit. In fact, a lot of them are, because they know in these limited fields that if they just find lightning in a bottle a little bit, you know, they are cooking with gas and there's big FedEx Cup points and stuff. And so it's all to play for. And you can sort of go through these things in like a Brooks Koepka sort of a way where you go, all right, well, so-and-so is not playing well. And these guys, they can't handle the golf course and these guys can't win. So I feel like there's some of that sort of stuff going on too. And so the confident guys, they're coming in here going, I just got to do me and beat like 20 folks and I'm on my way.
We haven't talked about one guy at the top of the board, and he is the one, Mark. He's number one in the world. It is Scottie Scheffler, who shoots a 5-under-67, birdies on 4, 6, 15, 16, 17, an eagle on 12, 2 dropped shots, add it all up. As I mentioned, 67, and Scotty still didn't particularly putt great, but he putted much, much better, and he is feeling it right now.
Yeah, you know, this man to me is so impressive, and it's the ball striking aside. Think of how long he was loyal to the old putter. Then he changes, goes to a mallet head, which is a big change from the Ansa-style blade that he was using, that Scotty Cameron or whatever it was. And so he changes putters, has a desperate time of it in round one, and then sticks with a putter and comes out again round two. And he just shows so much patience. He never really phased. You know, he's hanging around, misses the odd putt, but he's okay with it mentally. And sort of the loyalty of him to just stick to what he's doing, no matter what the results are, is admirable. Because on the PGA Tour, it's like a carousel. I mean, I can speak as a former golf instructor. You here today and you've gone this afternoon, you know, kind of thing, because everyone's looking over their shoulder and looking to see who's doing what and who's swinging what and who's working with who. And so it's a really volatile, mercurial sort of a place. And guys are changing driver shafts and stuff and putters and wedges almost weekly. But yes, Scheffler, same irons, he's finally changed putters. And he sticks with it, and he sticks with it, and he was rewarded today. But in terms of that being rewarded too, he was sort of lackluster over the opening 9 a little bit, but then just sort of stays in the game, and then he pitches in for eagle on 12, and it's like someone took the lid off. Because from then, he makes 2 good pars and then finishes with that 3-4-2 flourish. I mean, goodness gracious me. Right now, he looks like he's the guy to beat again, which is not surprising, but in a way it's surprising because his level of consistency is off the charts.
Absolutely off the charts. And that leads us to what Vegas thinks about who the favorite would be. Josh, if you'd be so kind, I imagine we're going to see Scottie Scheffler's name. Yeah.
Surprise. Yeah,
well. 220 to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Hideki Matsuyama is 8.5-1. Wyndham Clark, Russell Henley, Shane Lowry, Will Zalatoris, who we haven't mentioned, 10, 11, and 12. And then if you want to go a little bit deeper than that, Brian Harman and Victor Hovland are both 18. We didn't even get to those guys. Mark Zalatoris is 1 off the lead. He's 12-1. Victor Hovland played his back 9 in 31. He's 3 shots off the lead. This thing really did get compacted late in the afternoon.
Yeah, this is the same Victor Hovland who's been, he changed golf instructors. Joe Mayo's no longer working with him. So he's working with Grant Waite right now. I think it's on the quiet, so I shouldn't have said that. But walking off 7 green, he banged his putter on a sprinkler head so bad, I thought he might have bent it because he looked like he was downright aggravated. And then all of a sudden, like you point out, he turns it all around on the second nine, which to me is kind of curious too, because as far as the scoring is going, the second nine has played more easy than the front. And that's not normally the case. The first three holes in the front are hard, then eight and nine are hard. And on the backside, you've got 11, and then you've got 14, 15, they're hard, and 17 and 18. So I'm keen to see if that stays. But they were getting after this place, and Victor did so. You look at those numbers, I'll tell you what, who I will lay a few shekels on is Will Zalatoris. Mm-hmm. He plays hard golf course as well. People aren't going to get away from par too badly. So he's the kind of guy who's going to hang around there. And the way he hits it, you know, he'll be a part of the storyline. So look, it's shaping up to be a great weekend. And I feel like we're going to be four or five wide coming down Sunday. I wouldn't be surprised at that.
Well, the good thing, Mark, is that no matter what happens on Saturday, what happens on Sunday, we're going to have recap episodes after each and every one of them.
And barring weather, I won't have to be involved in the playoffs. So we'll be done whenever my group's done. So I'll be out of here. I'm happy.
Weather looks good for the weekend, right? We don't have any issues.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I spoke with the rules folks. They're like, it's going to be nice. It's going to be a little, not bad breezy like it normally can be, but just warm enough to get these players nice and firm and fast, and the rough is juicy. So it's going to be all you want over the weekend.
All right. Well, I cannot wait. We are hopefully going to get a firm, fiery, and fast Bay Hill, and we'll be back Saturday night and Sunday night to break it all down. Big thanks to producer Josh, who does all the hard work behind the scenes. That right there, Mark Immelman. You can see him here. You can find him on Twitter at @Mark_Immelman. PGA Tour live tomorrow morning and Sunday, right? Featured groups.
Yeah.
Do you know who the groups are yet?
Not yet. We'll get the assignment shortly. But I'm alongside the coach for all you folks who haven't watched us just yet. And the coach is all in for this stuff. He tells me it's his dream to call golf, and he is up for every shot. I mean, he is so full of energy. It's palpable, and it's a lot of fun.
It is the first voices I hear in the morning are Mark Immelman and Jonathan Coach. What a world.
I'm sorry. there's not enough coffee and tranquilizers for that stuff, Rick. Come on.
I know. I've got to find some new prescriptions to be able to get through these mornings. We'll find out. All right. We'll be back Saturday, Sunday. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. Men's National Team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the Men's Sunday Performance Jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.